What is it? Am I dead?
No, but you will be shortly. Listen. He listened. There was a snapping sound, like a flag in the wind, but much louder. And at the edge of his perception, there it was. Then again, a grinding. Metal on metal, maybe. Are we under attack again? Someone trying to get in? Nolan said, head clearing. He was a mass of bruises, but sat up anyway, having thrown himself against the automated safety harness at about 5 G's. My chest feels like there were steel bands around it, Nolan groused.
Gotta piss, too, badly.
Not an attack, based on the one working exterior sensor. Something worse. Can you stand? Cherry asked. The forward capsule was at an angle, but not so severe that up was down.
I can.
Pop the door, he said. You better button up first. Button up? Why, hard vacuum? Where the hell are we? He asked, but was already in motion because he believed Cherry above any gauges or instruments. Keeping his lungs intact had always been a strong instinct for Nolan, but Cherry was a fixed point. She hadn't been wrong yet. Not where, but how high. The capsule landed on a mountain. The top, or close to it. It's killing cold out there, and the capsule shifted. And he knew what she was going to say. The chutes are in the wind, about to drag me off into an abyss, where I'll die screaming? Something like that. Got it! Nolan began pulling the Envirosuit on, teeth clamped together from the pain. He got it on and stood swaying before the door. Pop it and link directly to my eye, Nolan said, focusing his inorganic right eye with a thought. The eye, pale blue to match his own and worth as much as a small ship, was a veritable toolkit on its own, which also let Cherry link to him when he was out of the ship. She could speak to him directly, flash data, gather intel, or, and this clogged the cache more often than not, irritate him with cute pictures of baby animals when they were bored. As to the gear for playing a hero, Nolan had a knife in one hand and a small cutting laser in the other. His rifle was rattling around somewhere, hopefully in one piece. Gonna save the chutes if I can. But in the event I need a quick disconnect, the torch comes out first, okay? Nolan said. Okay, pop the outer door, keep inner seal in place. I'll move it by hand if I have to. Only weighs a few kilos anyway. The heavy outer door blew away, and a howling blast of air rushed in. So cold it sent frost racing across every surface inside the capsule.
Holy. You weren't kidding.
What's the temp? He asked, staring into the searing bright. The sky was a punishing blue. So clear the horizon seemed boundless, broken only by the ragged peak of black rock falling away into the distance. The ship rested on a long, sharp ridge, so high that the valley below had a curve to it. Then the chutes came spiraling around into his view again, filled with the pitiless wind and dragging hard on the capsule. Incredibly, the surviving part of their stolen ship was wedged between two columns of ancient stone. But the rocks were about to give, and soon. Nolan was no geologist, but even he could feel the instability through his boots.
I hate this, Nolan said, taking out the cutting laser.
He was about to violate one of the first rules of ditching. Never leave anything behind if you might need it later. 1,000 meters of tough polymer parachute could be used for damn near anything. Even his own burial shroud if he didn't cut it loose. One swipe at the twisting chute cables and they separated with a whine as the silvery material flowed into the wind like a living thing set free. The second chute leaned hard into the wind, taking its connecting cable out of reach. Nolan stood on the inner door edge, straining to reach the elusive lines. But the wind didn't cooperate, and a savage crack made him twitch in alarm. He leapt away from the capsule as a brutal gust pulled hard enough to break the weathered stone in an explosion of rocky shrapnel.
Cherry! Button the hatch and... fucking losing you! Close it up! Save what we...
The capsule slid off into the great blue with a roar, spreading gritty debris ahead of it as the chute filled to capacity. Like a silver streak, all of their gear and hope went into open air and fell down the mountain in a series of devastating impacts that shattered rock and snow into a small avalanche. But the chute held. For long seconds, the chute pulled and offered some resistance to the relentless gravity of Nolan's new home.